This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is Mount Trail County Ag Agent and Weed Officer Jim Hennessy. And Jim, gravel is getting hard to come by, especially clean gravel. Now, you recently helped develop weed-free gravel. Tell us about it.
10 or 12 counties got together and developed a program that was consistent amongst all of them to have weed-free gravel so that when people used them on construction sites, oil pads, or even county and township roads, they were spreading gravel that wasn't going to initially spread weed seeds all over the place. And we've spent a lot of time putting inspection sheets together, weed management plans, and then also working with a lot of the contractors so that they understood the importance of having good, clean gravel pits.
Good stuff, Jim. Hey, more on weed-free gravel when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Drive a little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's, great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot, MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
Talking weed-free gravel with Jim Hennessy today. And Jim, we were talking before the break, and you mentioned to me that this saves a lot of time and money over the long haul, right?
Right. One of the things we always see is people are hauling gravel for construction sites, they're putting it on roads, any place that's got disturbed soil. And usually what you see happen is like wormwood and that come. And when these plants get established, for example, wormwood will produce 1 million seeds per plant. And usually it can stay dormant in the soil for 3 to 4 years. And then you look at leafy spurge. I mean, that one, there's about 25,000 seeds per plant, stays in the soil about 8 years. And Canada thistle's another big one that people think of. There's about 600-700 seeds per plant, can stay dormant in the soil for 30 years. So it's important to keep these under control and keep them from resprouting and not spreading them all over, you know, as far as a county on the roads or construction sites or oil pads.
All right. Good stuff, Jim. Congrats on that. And that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.